in which any right thought to be absolute could be overridden, torture one's mother to death, and in so doing somehow save civilization. Well, let's not be faint-hearted here. Some sons or daughters might refuse to personally participate, but that just relegates the torturing to an unrelated member of our nation and its allies. Or better yet, outsource the torture and have it done for us by those whom we would not protect by using torture. Any way it is done, torture would have to be justified if it saves civilization. We might even have to learn to define a duty to torture. So there is a danger that any evil whatsoever can be contemplated, and no right is absolute once the ticking time bomb scenario is activated. Well, let's look at this ticking time bomb scenario from the hard-eyed perspective of the realist, who may be more risk-averse than others, and let's concede that someone may in fact be motivated to destroy a city over a cultural or political grievance or humiliation. We will show a difficulty that whatever actions we might take could be uncertain in their effects or counterproductive. Consider it in terms of probabilities. For any particular motivated person or group, the chances of being caught are good, so the probability of any single attempt destroying the city is not large. To get a wider perspective, this has to be multiplied by the number of cases that potentially may arise. This also is currently not that large. Suicide bombers increase the cost of deterrence, but they need to be recruited and trained.